So we are in a series where we're talking about wisdom, the way of wisdom, and trying to understand what is biblical wisdom, what is godly wisdom. And we began this series last week, spending some time looking at Job, in the book of Job. And one of the things that we concluded from that lesson, in fact, I think probably the main point last week that I hope we understood, was from Job chapter 28 and verse 28. When it's recorded, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To shun evil is understanding. So one of the things that we concluded was that the foundation or the beginning of wisdom is in God. Wisdom begins with God. Not necessarily our experience, not necessarily our intellectual understanding or success, but wisdom fundamentally is foundationally found in God. Now, those things can be helpful, right? Education, experience, all of these things can be helpful. And I'm not discounting those things, but I'm wanting to say if we want to begin an understanding of biblical wisdom, we must understand foundationally that's going to begin with God. That's going to begin with the Word of God if we want to follow His way. And that's our series. Following the way of wisdom. And it's important, I think, because I do believe that we live in a time where there is so many who are seeking wisdom. They're seeking understanding. Sometimes I know that talking with people, there's a lack of trust among what we can actually know. And so that's why I think this series is important, because we want to find out, we want to go to the foundation. What is wisdom? We can have a lot of knowledge, we can have a lot of understanding, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to live wisely in our world. Just because we have a knowledge and we have an understanding does not mean that we're going to live the type of life that God desires for us to live. I've said it before, and just to repeat, it's amazing to me. Well, I shouldn't be so surprised, because I do the same thing, I think, in my own life, but we can have a knowledge of the Scripture. We can know the Bible, but fail to walk in the wisdom of God's word. There are a lot of people who have a very high understanding and knowledge of the Scripture. They're scholars that know more about God's word than I'll ever know. But yet, it's not a knowledge that transforms a life. It's not walking in the wisdom of God. It's just an understanding of maybe the Hebrew or the Greek text. That's why I think this series is so important, because it's more than just a knowledge. And if all we're doing on Sundays and all we're doing in our Bible study is coming to gain information, then God's word's not having its desired effect upon us, because the Bible's not primarily given so that we can gain information. The Bible is given, the Word of God is given, so that it can transform our lives. And that's going to happen when we begin to walk in His wisdom. So that's why I think this series is applicable. I think that's why it's so important for us today. Because I don't just want to be full of knowledge. Knowledge is good, but I want to learn how to walk in God's world, God's way. And we'll talk about the reason why today a little bit. What does wisdom look like? Can we see wisdom? Does it look a certain way? What does wisdom look like? And more importantly, maybe let's ask the question this way. If I get to the right slide, has God shown us wisdom in a way that we can see? Has God demonstrated wisdom in a way that you and I can see? Now, before we jump into our lesson, we talked about this a little bit, but I just want to stress this distinction. Because we can say wisdom, we can understand a lot of different things about the word. What does wisdom mean? There's a lot of ways we might interpret that or talk about wisdom. Some people may say today in our culture, and maybe we've said some of these things, wisdom is to follow your desire, your heart. Wisdom is to do what makes you happy. Wisdom is to trust your instincts. And that is a kind of wisdom. But Scripture points us to something different. You see, there's a wisdom that we can have of the world in the world. And there's a wisdom that is from God. And so these things, although they're similar, they're not the same. God's wisdom is not just clever, it's not just practical information. God's wisdom is not just about getting ahead in life. God's wisdom is rooted in who He is. And God's wisdom reflects His character. His wisdom aligns with how He designed His world to work. And so, in our lesson and in this series, when we talk about wisdom, here's what I mean. I mean the wisdom that God desires for us to know, the wisdom that moves us to follow Him, the wisdom that leads us in a way that He desires for our lives. And so, here's where we're going to head today. The scriptures make a surprising claim that God didn't just teach wisdom, but that God built wisdom into creation itself. What I mean is that we can see the wisdom of God in His good creation. In Proverbs 8, where we are going to spend our time this morning, helps us to see this. Proverbs 8 opens with a powerful image. Wisdom is not hidden. Wisdom is not reserved only for a select few, but wisdom is open and wisdom is out. Notice how Proverbs 8 begins. Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 4, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice at the highest point along the way where their paths meet? She takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries aloud to you, O people, I call out, I raise my voice to all mankind. I guess I should note, just so we're clear here. Wisdom's personified as a woman. I don't know, guys. But when the Bible speaks about wisdom, it's personified as a woman. So I, take that. There you go. Wisdom calls out from the highest points. That's what we're seeing in this passage. Along the streets, from the city gates, God's wisdom is available. It's calling out, it's inviting us to listen. As we continue in verses 32 and 34, now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. And that word in Hebrew, blessed, it's an important word. It's happy, it's blessed. We think about the Beatitudes, right? Jesus, blessed are those. It's characterized by happiness. It's characterized by favor, God's divine grace. It's not just a happy feeling to be blessed, but it's a life that's aligned with the way things are meant to be. It's a life aligned with the wisdom of God. So godly wisdom is just not about knowing the right thing. It's about living the right way, experiencing the kind of life that God desires for each one of us. The passage in Proverbs 8 shifts in verses 22 and following. As we look at this, notice how wisdom speaks of herself. The Lord brought me forth as the first of His works, before His deeds of old. I was formed long ago, at the very beginning, when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before He made the world, the fields, or any of the dust of the earth, I was there. When He set the heavens in place, when He marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when He established clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when He gave the sea its boundaries and the waters would not overstep His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was constantly at His side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in His presence, rejoicing in His whole world, and delighting in mankind. We're taken back to creation. Before the oceans, before the mountains, before the skies, wisdom says she was there. It's poetic language, but it's making a clear picture, is it not? Creation itself is an act of God's wisdom. God didn't just create randomly. It wasn't just an impromptu creation. He created with intention. He created with order, with design, with goodness. And we can understand God's wisdom seen in His good creation. And if we back up for a minute with that lens and we read Genesis 1, with that in mind, we see patterns, we see structure, we see design and order. God separates light from darkness. He forms spaces, the land, and then He fills the land with vegetation and creatures. There's rhythms, the stars and the things that are placed in the sky, the sun that's placed in the sky. There's rhythms and there's boundaries set. The oceans can only go so far because they're held in place by the shore. We see wisdom in creation. And after each scene, we hear the repeated phrase, God saw that it was good. Creation is right. It's fitting. It's as it should be. It expresses the wisdom of God. It's not just powerful, although it is. It's good because it reflects the Creator. It's not chaos. It's not random chance. Creation is designed through the wisdom of God. It's wisdom, it's order, it's design that we can see. I'm amazed by science and all that we discover. And the more we begin to understand about God's good creation, the more that we see just how intricate it is, how well designed it is, because it reflects the Creator. And the New Testament takes this imagery, it takes all of this forward in Christ Jesus. Listen to how Paul describes Jesus from Colossians chapter 1. Paul says, in him, all things were created. Things in heaven, things on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Paul says that in Christ Jesus, all things were created. They were created through him, in him, and he holds all things together. Wisdom is present at creation, but it's not just an idea. Wisdom is seen in Christ. So when we talk about wisdom at creation, we're not talking about something that's just abstract. We're not talking about something that's philosophical. We're talking about the very character of God revealed through his son, Jesus. Now, here's where this begins, I think, to press upon our lives for a moment. If this is true, if wisdom begins with God, and if God's wisdom can be seen through his good creation, that means something for you and me, does it not? Life works best when we live in alignment with God's wisdom. Let me say that again. Life works best when we live in alignment with God's wisdom. And when we go against that wisdom, life breaks down. Not because God is trying to make things difficult, but because we are living outside of his good design. Does that make sense? We're living outside of his wisdom, his good design, and when we live outside of that, things begin to break down. We're moving in a direction that God never intended for us to move. Something I want to share with you, right? A couple of things come to mind. They're not in my text, so let me just share this with you for a moment. Maybe this will help us in some ways. It's interesting that when the man and the woman are kicked out of the garden, right, the direction they move is away from God. And that's why I say that often. That's the way that leads to the wild wilderness outside of the presence of God. And so in our lives, if we are seeking God's wisdom, we got to look for those choices that we are making that are moving us further and further away from the presence of God. What are those things? Right? Because that's not the direction God intends for us to go. And let me share this in case you're wondering, what about his wisdom for my life? You know, I spend my days today, nowadays, looking at blueprints, drawings. And with every drawing, there's design intent, right? Some engineers have studied these things and they've come up with a design. And they know how that design will work best. And so they write out the instructions in what we call blueprints because they know their design. God knows you. He designed you. He owns the blueprint to you. Who knows you better? Who knows more how you're going to flourish? Who knows more what's going to bring you peace? Who knows more what's going to bring you fulfillment than God? Because he designed you. He created you. And so when we want to walk in the wisdom of God, we're wanting to follow his design. Because we know that God knows better than we how we're intended to live. And when we say, you know what, God, I want to do it my way, we're leaving the design. And things are not going to work well when we move away from the design. Does that make sense? It's not that God's bad. It's not that God's trying to punish you. It's simply not going to work the way it was intended to work because we've chosen to modify the design. Does that make sense? So what God is, what we're doing when we're seeking the wisdom of God is we're saying, God, I simply want to work the way you've designed me to work. I want to know what that is. I want to know what that looks like in your world, how you've designed things to work. It's a life shaped by God's wisdom. And it's a life that becomes marked by wholeness, not perfection. It doesn't mean that everything's going to be easy. There's always friction, is there not? Anything you can think of, there's friction involved. Just because you become a Christian doesn't mean we're going to live a life without friction. The Bible never promises that. But it's a life that's grounded. It's a life that's ordered. It's a life that's whole. Wisdom is not just something we learn. Wisdom is the way we learn to live in God's created world. And Proverbs 8, I think, helps us understand that picture. It's wisdom standing at the door, calling out, inviting all. The invitation is open to all who would hear the voice of wisdom. Blessed are those, Proverbs 8 and verse 34, who listen to me. Our question is this. Will we listen and follow the wisdom of God today? And that's where we are going to leave this message as we continue our journey next week. But are we willing to listen to the wisdom of God and follow His direction today?